I got some good news this morning. John Wallace Haddon was found walking about 2:30 this morning near King and Huger Street by Charleston police. He is okay. He was reported missing on July 22nd. So very good news there this morning for all of those who loved and cared about and care about John Wallace Haddon. So that's good news. This weekend, I saw a superhero movie, and I'm not talking about Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, the Hulk, or what have you. I'm talking about actual superheroes. The movie is called Dunkirk. Sheila and I went to see that on Saturday night. And I know the one thing I noticed during the movie is how many people middle age and older were there. There weren't any, or at least none that I could see, no millennials. There were no younger than middle-aged people. There were no families there. And it was all older people. And I like that, but I really hope that a lot of young people see this movie and will find out more about what happened at Dunkirk. It was a great film. But I didn't really realize how good it was until Sheila and I were talking about it yesterday while we were at the beach. You know, sitting around talking and we were, of course, talking about the film. And there were some things that really, when I was watching the movie, because if you watch the trailer, you think it's going to be this action-packed war, you know, lots of gunfire, lots of explosions, lots of emotion, lots of all that stuff. But that is not what you get. And I'm not giving you spoilers here. They're really, it was pretty historically accurate in the fact that on this beach at Dunkirk, which is approximately the same size, if you took Isle of Palms and Sullivan's Island and put them together, it'd be about 10 miles of beach. That is what the beach of Dunkirk is, about 10 miles, maybe just a shade over that. But the Germans really didn't have to do anything because these men were stranded on the beach. They had no food, no water, no supplies. All they had to do was just sit back and make sure nobody gave them supplies, and they would just starve to death. So it really didn't take a whole lot of gunfire and explosions to fulfill their objective, should we say. The only thing they have to do is keep the supply ships away from them and the rescue ships away from them. That was it. And as I was walking out of the movie, I was like, you know, it just you really didn't feel a sense of urgency in that movie. There was no emotion. There was no, you know, and as we were talking about it yesterday, that is probably exactly how it was. I mean, these guys had been through absolute hell before they got to that beach in Dunkirk. They were spent. They had no emotion. The only thing that they wanted to do was get home. There were no tears left to cry. There was no, and there was this one great scene in the movie. It's a pretty brief scene, but you'll know it when you see it. And hopefully you do go see the movie where, I mean, that, you can just tell they're done. They are absolutely done. And no sadness, no anything. And you can certainly imagine that's what the tolls of war have taken on these men there in Dunkirk. 45 miles away from home. That was the distance from the beach of Dunkirk to England, 45 miles. And they just had to get there. And the fact that they were able to evacuate 300,000 men. Now imagine that. Isle of Palms, Sullivan's Island. Take every man, woman, and child from Charleston County and put them on that beach. Imagine that. Imagine what that would be like. And 45 miles away from home. So they enlisted in Britain civilian boats, talking about fishing boats, pleasure craft, what have you. And they were able to cross that channel and bring 300,000 men home. That was just amazing. Amazing. It's a great movie. It's not going to be what you expect. I'll tell you that right now. It wasn't what I expected, but, in hindsight, looking back at it and really thinking about the movie, it was better than I expected.
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
Good morning. It's 22 minutes past 7 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Coming up this hour, we're going to be giving away tickets to Sweet Night with the River Dogs. You don't want to miss out on that. That is always a WTMA listener favorite. We always have a fantastic time out of the Joe when we have our Sweet Night with the River Dogs. A lot of fun. It's hurricane season. We want to make sure that you're ready. You can download the WTMA Hurricane Preparedness Guide from WTMA.com. It's absolutely free, full of life-saving information, and brought to you in part by Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, Jeff Cook Real Estate, and East Bay Deli. So get your hurricane guide right now, absolutely free, at WTMA.com. Got a breaking story this morning coming out of Switzerland. This is horrifying. Five people have been injured, two severely, after a man reportedly went on a rampage with a chainsaw. Police are looking for an unidentified male suspect after the attack at Schaffhausen, north of Zurich and near the German border this morning. The man is still on the run. The newspaper is quoting witnesses as saying that the man was armed with a chainsaw. They haven't been able to confirm this, but I will promise you once they start releasing those details from the hospital, we'll probably find out whether or not this is true. They've sealed off the old town area of Schaffhausen and said they were hunting for the man after the incident. It was about 10:39 this morning, their time. Pretty serious there. Not clear exactly what happened just yet. This is a breaking story, and we will keep you updated. Again, there are reports of somebody going on a chainsaw rampage over in Switzerland. That is definitely frightening.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Well, it's always a fan favorite, Sweet Night with the River Dogs. That's where we at WTMA gather up a group of our loyal listeners and head on out to the Joe, to one of their wonderful, wonderful box suites out there, and enjoy the River Dogs play. And we're going to be doing that right now. I got two tickets to join the WTMA crew at WTMA Sweet Night at the Joe coming up Saturday, August the 5th. That's Saturday, August the 5th, when the River Dogs take on the Greenville Drive. The game time, it is 6:05. We will take caller number 12 right now. Caller number 12 at 556-1250. We want to make sure everybody gets a chance at this. Caller number 12, 843-556-1250. You're going to be joining us in the suite there at the Joe. It is a lot of fun. And we've got food there. We've got great baseball. All of the wonderful shenanigans, we'll say, that they have out there at the Joe with the River Dogs. They do such a great job. Caller number 12 right now at 556-1250. Going to win these tickets to join us for Sweet Night with the River Dogs. We got to go to caller number 12 right now and say good morning. Who is this?
My name is Rocky.
Rocky, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Tell me I'm number 12.
Rocky, you are number 12. Congratulations, pal.
Fabulous, fabulous.
All right, man. You enjoy that. You're going to be joining us out at the Joe on August the 5th as they take on the Greenville Drive, and we're going to be in one of those great suites out there, and you never know who's going to show up. I think as a couple of was last year, we had Bill Murray in the suite next to us. That was a lot of fun. So good job, Rocky. Congratulations. Can't wait to see you out there on August the 5th with the Joe. John Quincy is going to get some information from you so that we can get you those tickets and get you in there to enjoy that game. Like I said, we've got, we always have plenty of, we got food and drinks. We got hot dogs. We got, oh, it's always a good time out there. So I will be giving away more of these tickets coming up this week, right here on 1250 WTMA. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. We got a lot to talk about today. Of course, coming up, we're going to be talking about Sean Spicer. He has stepped down as the White House press secretary. And I have kind of said from the beginning that maybe Sean Spicer wasn't the exact guy for that job. I think now, while he was entertaining at times and he was fun to watch, I think that maybe a little better tone might be appropriate. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is doing a fantastic job there as the White House press spokesman, or woman, shall we say. However, the new communications director in the White House is Anthony Scaramucci. And they, those folks in the media, have taken no time, wasted no time whatsoever to try to discredit this guy. Do you remember anybody during the Obama administration, any of the Obama's press secretaries or anybody in Obama's cabinet that the media tried to discredit? No. They just accepted everything, lock, stock, and barrel. Oh, they're the perfect person for the job. Oh, they're fantastic. They're wonderful. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what they've done or how many different things were in their past. They, if you are in the Trump administration, they're going to go back to kindergarten to try to dig up dirt on you, you know. Oh, somebody sent me a message on Facebook this weekend saying, you ought to run for Senate. Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. You form a PAC and you raise about $3.5 million and I'll run. How about that? No, not even then. Not even then would I do it. Not something I'm interested in. I don't know. Maybe one day. Not anytime soon, I guarantee you that. Because the Democrats are going to try to dig up every single piece of dirt that ever happened in your life. Oh, you know, in second grade, Charlie accidentally knocked down a kid who was wearing braces on his legs. Ooh! Yeah, that really happened. I don't even remember. I just remember, you know, we were trying to get somewhere and I knocked the kid down. Sorry, helped him back up and went on my way. In ninth grade, Charlie pulled a fire alarm at his school. That's right. I did it. I pulled the fire alarm at my school, and that that was a lot of fun because I forget the exact circumstance, but we were talking about the fire alarm, and I said, well, it doesn't even work. This fire alarm doesn't work. And he goes, well, yeah, it does. And I said, no, it doesn't. And I reached up and I pulled it. Wrong again, Charlie. It worked. So as I was being questioned by the fire department out in front of the school as to exactly why I pulled the fire alarm, I said, I didn't think it worked. And the fire marshal said, well, why didn't you think it worked? And I said, well, we hadn't had a fire drill all year. Uh-oh. All of a sudden, the attention shifted away from me and onto the principal of the school.
Now, the TMA Morning Show continues with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 9 minutes until 8 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. We just had some rain falling here at the studios in North Charleston. Is it still raining out there? It might be. Can't really tell right now, but it was coming down pretty good there for a minute. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. We are less than a month away from the Great Eclipse 2017, and they are warning you. This is where I really, you know, my faith in humanity starts to waver. There are people out there that are selling eclipse viewing sunglasses that are pretty much guaranteed to make you go blind. They're knockoffs. They're not really rated for watching an eclipse, but they're going to sell them to you anyway because all they care about is their big money and trying to make a few dollars off of you for the eclipse, all while putting your safety at jeopardy. I think anybody that markets these things ought to go to daggum jail for a long time. Now, there are some approved. Let me see if I can find some of the. I checked mine this weekend to make sure that mine were approved, and they are, thankfully. So make sure that you get approved sunglasses or glasses to watch this eclipse coming up on the 21st of August. Now, like I said, there are some people out there that are trying to market to you a bunch of bad sunglasses that could make you go blind because of this. Because now here's what you need. Eclipse viewing glasses and handheld solar viewers should meet the following criteria. Have certified information with a designated ISO of 12312-2. That's an international standard. Have a manufacturer's name and address printed somewhere on the product so you can double check it. Not be used if they're older than 3 years. Do not use these glasses if they are scratched or wrinkled on the lens. do not use homemade filters or be substituted with ordinary sunglasses, not even very dark ones. They're not safe for looking through the sun. So if you are, I'm trying to find out some of these approved manufacturers here, but basically they have, make sure you've got the, it's definitely got to have the manufacturer's name on it. So if you have anything that is from the American Astronomical Society, the AAS, the American Academy of Ophthalmology, NASA, make sure it's got something from NASA on it, or the American Academy of Optometry, the American Optometric Association, or the National Science Foundation. Now, the ones that we have are approved by the American Academy of Optometry, so make sure you got those glasses. I mean, you could really do yourself some serious, serious damage with this. And if you're thinking about doing it with, maybe you've got a DSLR digital camera, you know, it's like a camera and a video camera, and you're going to videotape it, make sure you get a solar filter for that, because you will absolutely fry the image sensor on those things. They are not made to photograph the sun like that for any length of time. So get yourself, I'm about to order myself a solar filter for this thing, because it's going to be spectacular. It's one of those things that you're not going to see again pretty much in your lifetime, another total eclipse. So make sure that you are very, very safe on this thing, because that's just scary. The people out there are actually trying to make a buck by putting people's vision at risk. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250.
You know, Charlie, I'm wondering if a lot of people are going to be using their smartphones to try to take pictures.
Is that going to
blow out the camera in your smartphone?
It could be, because your cameras, they also have this image sensor in it, and it could do a lot of damage to that. Let me just see. Can you use your smartphone? Let me spell smart right. Smart phone to photograph. I'm trying to get this just as soon as I can. The eclipse. Let's see what they say. Let's see what Google says here. Can I photo the? Okay. The short answer here. This is from NASA. Short answer is yes. But of course, you have to be careful that you minimize glimpsing the bright sun with your eyes without the benefit of a proper filter. As for your camera, there's no valid reason, as according to NASA, why you would want to point your smartphone camera at the brilliant uneclipsed sun without putting a filter over the lens. Well. So, anyway, they say once it's in totality, you ought to be able to do that. So they say you'll be able to take unmagnified images of the eclipse with your smartphone. Again, this is NASA saying this. This is not me saying this. My thing is, if you want to photograph the eclipse, you definitely need to have some kind of a filter on your phone. But, you know, you do your due diligence and make sure you don't make $700 mistake with your iPhone 6 or 7 or whatever you have out there. You don't want to ruin that just for that. So it's going to be interesting to see anyway. But remember, it's going to be hot that day. It's going to be August 21st. I mean, when have you known an August 21st that wasn't hot in Charleston, South Carolina? So be very careful if you're out there at one of these viewing parties that we're going to be having all over the place. All right. I also want to do some research to find out the best way to videotape it with my DSLR once I get that solar lens, because I know nothing about that. Absolutely zero. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. A pair of boaters were rescued on Saturday after their vessel ran out of fuel and struck a jetty off Sullivan's Island. The U.S. Coast Guard personnel was sent to the scene around 6:40 in the evening. It was a 54-foot pleasure craft. Oh, my word. Could you imagine the sinking feeling, pun intended, when that thing started to go down? And this is even worse. The boat was being delivered to a new owner when the incident occurred. So there you are. You're watching your boat come in. You can't wait. You're going to get it. 54-foot pleasure craft. And all of a sudden, it starts going down. Good night. Oh, yeah. That sounds like the kind of weekend I had right there. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program. Just real quick, go out to Michael. He is out in Jamestown. He wants to talk about the eclipse for a minute here. Let's see if we can get him on the air just as soon as we can. Michael, you going to be watching this thing?
I intend to.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, let me tell you a cheap way for people not to hurt their eyes. I was privileged to be here the last time in Charleston when the eclipse came through many, many years ago.
Yeah.
As a young child, and my father taught me the best way you can look at the eclipse without burning your eyes is to look at the reflection in a bucket of water.
Oh, well, I don't even know if
people get a kiddie pool.
Oh, there you go. I don't even know if I would worry about that. Maybe I'll take a look at that, Michael. I don't want to give any advice like that over the air, but we'll certainly take a look at that.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Coming up at 8, I'm sorry, at 9:10 this morning. 9:10 this morning, we're going to be talking with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. He's going to be in Charleston today for an event, and as part of his state action tour, which is focused on returning power to states and providing regulatory certainty. Today's event is going to focus specifically on the harmful waters of the U.S. rule, known as WOTUS, which has negatively impacted farmers and members of the agricultural community here in South Carolina. Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Agricultural Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and the Attorney General will be here at today's event. So 9:10 this morning, we'll be talking with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. You don't want to miss out on that. Speaking of Washington, D.C., we're hearing that Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort are going to be, they're not really going to be testifying. They're going to be talking with members of Congress about possible Russian collusion with this meeting with this this lawyer who just happened to be Russian several months ago. It was back in 2016 when there was absolutely nothing to this meeting. Now, Jared Kushner has sent out a statement on Twitter saying that this meeting was a waste of time. It was no big deal, lasted about 10 minutes. But all in all, we have been hearing just drip, 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 drip about possible Russian collusion with the Trump campaign and undermining the election in 2016, when we all know that the only actual collusion that occurred was between the DNC and CNN to try to undermine the Bernie Sanders campaign. You know, when CNN leaks debate questions to a candidate, why didn't somebody, and here we got Donna Brazile, who did it, who, by the way, said that she was a Christian woman. Well, I'm a Christian woman. Remember that Megyn Kelly interview? Well, I'm a Christian woman, Megyn. Well, that pretty much, puts the kibosh on that whole Christianity defense that you were offering up, Donna Brazile. But there is another little piece of information that has come out. The FBI apparently has seized several computer hard drives that had been smashed from the home of former Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, information technology aide. This aide, who you might recognize the name, Imran Awan, has been trying to get, they've been trying to get the drives back, several sources told the Daily Caller. The news came by the way of a high-level congressional source. This is from the Daily Caller. The congressional source, speaking on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the probe, confirmed that the FBI has joined what Politico previously described as a Capitol Police criminal probe into serious, potentially illegal violations on the House IT network by Imran and three of his relatives, who had access to the emails and files of more than two dozen House Democrats who employed them on a part-time basis. It was a heck of a, a heck of a contract that the Awans had. They were getting paid a lot of money. There is also evidence of financial schemes that extend beyond the Capitol Police's purview and may expand to Pakistan, where Imran spends a significant portion of the year. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said in March that the Capitol Police are getting the kind of technical assistance that they need for this criminal investigation. So we'll find out. And my question is, if you smash a hard drive to keep, you know, what's on these hard drives from getting out in the public, why do you keep them in your house? This seems like bonehead move number one, doesn't it? I mean, my gosh, if you're going to smash them up good, come down to Charleston, drive across the Ravenel and chunk them. Why these? So there's obviously something on these hard drives that they want to make sure doesn't fall into the hands of anybody that doesn't need that information. And this, these AWANs, what they say is they may actually have information that could lead to blackmailing of a lot of high-ranking DNC officials. We'll see what happens with this. All I know is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's got to have a little bead of sweat above her top lip this morning.
1250 WTMA. It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
Good morning. It's 8:25 at the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Glad to have you along with us. It is your Monday morning, the 24th day of July, 2017. Like I told you a little bit earlier, I went to see Dunkirk on Saturday night. My wife and I had a little date night, and we went to see Dunkirk, and then we went out to Stella's Greek restaurant. I don't know why I do it. I don't know why I do it. Doggone it. I'm trying to be good on this diet. I've lost a little over 20 pounds. And I always tell myself, there is no reason whatsoever to order an entree and an appetizer when you go out. There's no reason whatsoever. So, messed up a good night trying to sleep. I just can't sleep on a full stomach. I try to follow the old eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper mentality. And that always seems to help, but, you know, that's stupid me. No, I'm going to have the calamari. So anyway, we went to see Dunkirk, and it's a great movie. However, let me tell you, you're going to have to sit through about 2.5 minutes of the most ridiculous trailer you've ever seen that is promoting the upcoming Al Gore movie, An Inconvenient Sequel. That's right. An Inconvenient Sequel. And it's basically an anti-Trump film. That's all it is. It's just an anti-Donald Trump film. It's anti-Republican. It is anti-capitalism. It is anti-everything that you could possibly imagine that doesn't deal with climate change. And, and there's this one great scene that they showed from it. It was that where Al Gore predicts that New York City and the 9/11 memorial site would be underwater. It's going to be underwater. Now, he wasn't talking about underwater for a couple of days or a couple of hours or what have you. He was talking about underwater permanently. This is what's going to happen. Everything's going to be underwater. Well, then they show the video of Hurricane Sandy, which was, by the way, I mean, it kind of bypassed us here in Charleston. I'd just gotten to Charleston. I hadn't been here long when Hurricane Sandy passed by, went on up the East Coast, and it was kind of a slow-rolling hurricane that that dumped a lot of water in the Northeast and up into New York City. They actually had to evacuate New York City. And yes, because of this torrential downpour, the site of the 9/11 Memorial was flooded for a time, but that's not, and they use that as evidence, you know, kind of to bolster Al Gore's ridiculous claims that, you know, we're going to be underwater. New York City is going to be completely underwater. Well, I saw a graphic last night. One of the news channels here in Charleston posted that, and I was kind of scrolling through Twitter to try to find this thing, but I can't find it right now. They said in 80 years, pretty much all of the peninsula of Charleston is going to be underwater in 80 years. Now, that's just long enough for nobody to be around to remember this prediction, right? Because that's the way they do things. Give us something 10 years from now. give us some information about where we're going to stand 10 years from now as far as global warming is concerned and the oceans rising. Let's see something that we can actually verify. Because right now we're seeing a minimal, we're talking millimeters of an increase in ocean rising. And all they're using are computer models for these things. So why are computer models not really the best way to go with this? All right, so if you are a newborn child and you take this these computer models and you take the growth rate of a newborn child to 5 years old, and you calculate how much that newborn child grew within that 5 years. And that's the information that you put in to this computer model. Well, by the time that kid is 20 years old, he's going to be 30 feet tall. He's going to be 30 feet tall, weigh about 7.5 tons, and will have an arm span of 30 feet if you go by computer models. But that's all. That's all these people are using as far as the climate change is concerned. That's it. That's what they got. That's what they're using. So, where's the actual data that shows climate change going on? Oh, and by the way, there was a couple that was found in a glacier. I want to tell you about that coming up right after the news break.
Show with Charlie James.
People are livid. I didn't think people would be this upset, but apparently they are all upset that Michael Phelps did not race a real shark last night. Yeah, during Shark Week, they were completely bent out of shape about this thing. Oh, it, that reminds me. I was up in. Where was I? I think it was up in Carowinds. Carowinds. It had been years ago. But they had a dinosaur exhibit there in Carowinds. And I wasn't going to see the dinosaur exhibit because that was an extra ticket. And I figured I didn't, you know, I had better things to do. I had rides not to ride. So this woman comes running out of this tent where they've got this dinosaur exhibit. And she's holding... You know, she's got these two kids with her, and she's holding each by the hand, and she's kind of dragging them along behind him. And she is furious, furious. And she says something I'll never forget. She said, "I'm getting my money back. Them dinosaurs ain't even real." Really? Yeah, you haven't maybe picked up a paper in a while, have you? You might want to check into that before you pay all that money. All right, 556-1250 is the number. Yeah, a lot of folks very upset over the fact that Michael Phelps did not race a real shark. Now, they did about an hour buildup to this. They were doing studies. They were showing the special wetsuits. And fans actually hoped they were going to see Michael Phelps race a real shark. And a lot of them went to Twitter saying that they were upset because he didn't. Apparently, it's gone from Shark Week to Jump the Shark Week.
By now you know, after weeks of Discovery Channel promotion, Michael Phelps didn't actually race a shark. It was a simulation. It was dumb. And now, Shark Week has officially jumped the shark. You know, when your favorite TV show does something stupid and completely ruins the entire series for you? Now on the Discovery Channel, it's Jump the Shark Week. Enjoy your favorite Jump the Shark moments, like when Roseanne won the lottery.
I won the lottery!
Michael Scott left The Office. Brian died on Family Guy.
I'm afraid that our Brian is dead.
Ooh, and then magically came back to life. The smoke monster appears on Lost. Or that little brat Olivia showed up on The Cosby Show.
There is red meat and ice cream.
No way, Jose!
And of course, the first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. From the network that just jumped the shark, it's Jump the Shark Week. Only on the Discovery Channel.
Yep, they have jumped the shark. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. Well, apparently they had quite the little sweep in North Charleston this weekend. Police officers got some serious gun power off the streets there. Over the past 2 weeks, they've been targeting stolen and illegally possessed firearms. They said this is they've been doing that for years, but this is one thing new. They're posting pictures of their finds on social media for the viewing of critics and supporters alike. They are rejecting any notion that the effort came in response to community advocates who alleged 3 weeks ago that the police were not doing enough to combat a record spike in deadly shootings. Instead, the police simply want the community to see what they've been doing all along. Listen, guy, especially, you know, Reggie Burgess over there in North Charleston Police Department, even if you are doing this in response to the criticism that you have been getting over the past couple of weeks, I wouldn't blame you. I think it would be a great response. Hey, look what we're doing. You guys are going to be up there criticizing us for when it's... Remember, the police aren't putting the guns on the street. The police aren't putting the guns in the hands of the bad guys. The police are taking the guns off the streets, but they've even been hampered in that because... Now, look at almost every one of these confiscation of guns. Almost all of them came from traffic stops. And when we had Mayor Summey on a while back, and he was talking about they had to stop these traffic stops because everybody was complaining about them. As soon as they stopped the traffic stops, what started happening? Well, these homicide rates started going up. So, listen, if you're doing, and these weren't just random stops either, where they got these guns from these folks. These were like, you know, here comes the police. Let's peel out at a high rate of speed and get out of here. That's when the police, whew, and pull you over and find out you got guns. And to be in the car smoking pot when the cop walks, come on. Come on. What is, I don't understand people. But I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad they're showing the weapons that they are getting off the streets. I absolutely am. And the people that are arrested, I don't want to see any of these daggum cases get thrown out of court. Not a single one of them. If you're going to be serious about guns, and that's all we hear about, you know, we're going to gun crime and gun this and gun that and gun this, the other thing. All right, you want to get serious about it? Put the violators that that have stolen guns, that are carrying guns illegally, put them away for a long, long time.
1250 WTMA.
Now, here's more of the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
The Democrats are going to unveil a new agenda today. Be ready for this. A new agenda by the Democrats today. Oh, they're getting ready for 2018 and 2020. Now, this new agenda is going to be aimed at fixing an economy and a political system that are, quote unquote, rigged against the American people. This is, now listen to what Chuck Schumer says. For far too long, government has gone along tilting the economic playing field in favor of the wealthy and powerful while putting new burdens on the backs of hardworking Americans. That was what Chuck Schumer said in a New York Times op-ed this weekend. Mr. Schumer, where were you during the 8 years of the Obama administration? I mean, we're only 6.5 months into the Trump administration, and all of a sudden the system is rigged against the American people? Why didn't you take the opportunity of 8 years when you knew that the Republicans in Congress weren't going to stand up to a single thing that you guys did? They were just going to rubber stamp everything through. Why didn't you take the opportunity to fix the rigged system now? May I ask you that? He went on to say, Democrats have too often hesitated from taking on those misguided policies directly and unflinchingly, so much so that many Americans don't know what we stand for. Well, you got that right. We don't know what you stand for other than socialism. He says, not after today. Democrats will show the country that we're the party on the side of working people and that we will stand for three simple things. Democrats will propose policies to increase people's pay, reduce everyday expenses, and provide workers with tools for the modern economy. How are you going to do that? We're going to tax the rich. And watch, that's coming. You're going to hear the top 1% said about 100 times today by the Democrats. We're going to start taking from the top 1%. We're going to start taking from the rich, and we're going to stay. It's just they're looking for another way to redistribute wealth. That's all it is. They're going to be redistributing wealth. They say our better deal is not about expanding government. I'm pausing to let you laugh because I know that's what you're doing. It's not about that or moving our party in one direction or another along the political spectrum, nor is it about tearing down government agencies that work, that effectively protect consumers and promote the health and well-being of the country. It's about reorienting government to work on behalf of the people and families. Well, where were you in this reorientation effort, like I said, for the past 8 years, 8.5 years? Where have you been? Where were you during the Obama administration where all of a sudden everything was hunky-dory and everything was going along swimmingly? Why now, 6.5 months? What has changed in the past 6.5 months? Well, I'll tell you what's changed. The consumer confidence is through the roof. Unemployment is down to a historic level. The stock market is at a historic level. We are seeing jobs come back to this country. Now listen to this. This is kind of has a little tone of brilliance to it here. All right. So they're going to come out with this new plan that they've got, the New Deal. The new deal, as they'll call it. And when the economy is going along good, and when, you know, now that everything is great, now they're going to be able to go in their minds, and the media is going to go right along with them on this. They'll be able to take credit for the successes that President Trump has had in just a short 6.5 months in office. 6.5 months, not even that. So a little over 6 months in office. And look what the president has done. So this is their attempt to try to go in and take credit for what the president has done. Don't let them fool you. Now, the media is going to go on. They're going to go along with this thing, lock, stock, and barrel, hook, line, and sinker. They're going to go along with this plan that the Democrats are going to be offering. I don't know what's in the plan, but I'll guarantee you it will be about growing government. I guarantee you it will be about income redistribution, and the plan that they offer is going to be bad, bad, bad for small business. Because anytime they start talking about increasing people's pay, reducing everyday expenses, and providing workers with the tools for the modern economy, as they say, that's going to be a bad day for small business here in America. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. Want to remind you that coming up on Thursday at 3 o'clock, I want you to go to WTMA.com and get a really sweet deal. We're talking about a $50 gift certificate to Stella Nova for half price. That's right. $50 gift certificate to Stella Nova for half price. Also still available at WTMA.com. You can get two $25 gift certificates to Smoke Barbecue in Mount Pleasant for half price. All you got to do is go to WTMA.com, click on the Sweet Deals button, and save yourself a lot of money. There's always a lot of great stuff out there.